This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. That wall of separation, when that comes down between Jew and Christian, and we become one new man, he has a name. His name is Yeshua, Jesus, the King of the Jews. When we become one new man, if you only understood, it makes the devil tremble. There, it says that in the book of Amos, in the last chapter, it says that when the tabernacle of David is restored, or the Mishpucha, the family of David is restored, it actually is the Hebrew word that means house or family of David is restored, the rest of the Gentiles come in. No wonder the devil is trying to keep Jewish people in the dark about Jesus. But guess what? It's too late. There's a new move of God's Spirit on planet Earth. Now, I have in the studio Pat Holliday from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm going to tell you, this is the way I like to see evangelism. It's supernatural evangelism. Pat found herself in Jerusalem, Israel, this is back in 1975 at a Catherine Kuhlman service, and she started talking in unknown tongues to Jewish people. She speaks no words of Hebrew, but she spoke to them, and they understood exactly what she said. They responded to her in Hebrew. She didn't know what they were saying, and then she felt she was supposed to lay hands on them, and they all experienced encounters with the Spirit of the Living God, and she found out later that she actually told them to come to the Lord in tongues. They can, if they wanted to, let her lay hands on them. She laid hands on them. There's some 25 people. Is that right, Pat?
Yes,
25 Jewish people. That's the way. That's my kind of evangelism. But something else happened that was kind of interesting. You had been a very sickly person.
Yes.
I guess being involved in the New Age, That drains you really bad.
Oh, makes you sick.
Before you had your deliverance and you became a child of God, but you still, your body still had a toll. It paid a price. But you were at the Catherine Kuhlman service in Jerusalem, and what happened to you?
Well, I was standing out in the lobby. I had given my seat up for the Jews because they require a sign. And I had seen her before.
Listen, so a lot of Christians say, oh, God, I want a miracle ministry. They don't know the reason. The reason they want a miracle ministry is to reach the Jew. The reason they want to reach the Jew is so the middle wall of separation comes down. There's a dynamic, Pat, between when a Christian, a Gentile Christian, and a Jew become one, the body of Messiah, it's a chemistry, if you will. It's a chemical equation. And as the book of Amos says, then the rest of the Gentiles will come in. The devil trembles when Christians understand this fact. So you had given up your seat.
Yes, and two men came up to me, and they said, we have a seat down front for you. So they took me by the hand, led me there, and I sat. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. And he took his two fingers and put them on my eyes. And it put me in just a real light trance. I could still hear things around me, but I was like totally submitted to the Lord. And so the Lord told me, he said, Pat, I'm going to heal your body today. And I'm going to heal your husband when you go home, and I'm going to save him. And he told me, when he said that, it was like a bucket of oil was poured over me. And I just moved my neck all around, and I felt like that Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz when they oiled him up. And he said, oh, I can move, and he was dancing. That's the way I felt. And so, of course, when I got back home, my husband was healed. And
how about you?
I was totally healed. I've never been
instantly
sick.
Instantly?
Yeah. I haven't been to the doctor in probably 27 years, Sid. The Lord does it for me all the time. How can I come and tell you that Jesus can heal you if I can't believe that for me, you see? doesn't mean I don't get under attack, because sometimes I do, you know. But from that moment is when the Lord started bringing the Jews to me, and they would receive the baptism. But when I got back home, Sid, my family thought I'd had a facelift, because when the Lord wiped his hands across my eyes, it took every wrinkle out, every wrinkle. And then Parson Carson even thought I'd had a facelift.
Well, that sounds a lot better than a facelift to me.
Yeah, oh yeah. I said, it's time, Lord, for you to do it again. But I really don't, I don't think have a lot of wrinkles on my face anyway, but hello.
No. Actually, I'm not going to give away your age, but how many years ago was that?
30 years ago.
But I'll tell you what, we've got several females in the engineering room right now, and I can tell both of them are saying, I want a Holy Ghost facelift. Uh-oh, now they're getting mad at me. I'm going to get into big trouble.
We're getting whirly. But anyway, when I came back home, I was attending this little prayer meeting, and people just started coming in and getting healed. And I've seen the Lord do so many miracles. Miracles to me is normal. That's normal Christianity.
Okay. I've got in my notes the most wonderful story. His name, if I can say it, his first name is Kevin.
Right.
And he had AIDS. Now, that's a death sentence when you have AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
If you have HIV, it may or may not develop. But if you have full-blown AIDS, that's a death sentence. What happened to Kevin?
Kevin was in the intensive care room, and Marilyn, his mother, the doctor told her, said, let's just turn the machines off. He's going to die. She said, let me pray. She prayed. And then she called the lady over in Orange Park, Ronnie Bowater. She said, get to Pat Holiday. The Lord will heal him. She brought him over to the church, and he could hardly breathe. He was right off of the intensive care. And so when I laid hands on him, first said, I cast the devil of AIDS out. I know a lot of people are not going to believe that, but it is a spirit. And then I laid my hands on his lungs and prayed for healing. Well, he went to the doctor and got clean paper, you know, got healing paper. And then he went back out on the 18-wheeler truck he had been driving before within 6 months. Well, he found a wife out on the road, married her. And they produced a child called Clarissa. And Clarissa is 4 years old. So Kevin's still alive. So that was 4 years ago. And Clarissa, they brought her to the church. And you know, generational curses, the sins of the father comes down on the children.
Oh, a lot of people are fighting what are known as familiar spirits that have been in generation after. You know, have you noticed where if someone's an alcoholic, they have a father or a mother that was alcoholic, mm-hmm. and keep going back? Those mm-hmm. are those familiar spirits that have
right.
passed on from generation to generation.
Right. Well, they brought Caressa to me when she was about maybe 6 weeks old, and I just laid my hand on her. And I commanded the spirit of AIDS to leave that child. And you know, Sid, that girl had manifestations just like an adult person getting deliverance. Her face twisted, her little arms stretched out, her little body was moving all around, thrashing. And that child coughed a few times, and she's been healed ever since. And that little child is a joy to her grandmother, I can tell you that.
Pat, you told me about this fellow who was alcoholic. He had this gigantic beer belly. He fell down, and he had to be hospitalized. What happened to him?
Well, I went over to the intensive care, the operation. The doctor came out, and he said he had burst his bladder. He said he's never seen anybody live from that. And he said, we tried to sew it up, and we glued it. And so I went over every day for about a week praying for him.
Well, that doesn't sound too permanent, gluing a bladder.
But Jesus has got a glue, too, because he's still alive. That's been 4 years ago or longer. And he's still alive.
Pat, when you pray for someone that needs a physical healing, do you pray by faith primarily, or do you pray just for people that God tells you to pray for? How does that work?
Well, miracles to me is normal. Healing is normal to me. I just believe God can do it. And then, there's something called a gift of faith. All of us have faith to heal the sick, but
right.
There is a gift of faith, and that gift is God faith. And I've prayed for people, actually, that I didn't believe could be healed.
You know, Pat, in Mark 11:22, in most Bibles, it says, have faith in God. But in the Greek, it says, have the faith of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But you know, Sid, in prayer lines throughout the years, people have come up to be healed. And I would look at them and my mind would say, everybody's going to get healed but you. I remember down in St. Augustine, a man came through the prayer line and he had rheumatoid arthritis and his knees had crooked over till they were about touching the floor, and he drug himself up to me. And I looked at him and that's the thought. I said, this is too much for God. Well, you know what happened? Got healed. His bones straightened out.
So you're telling me it wasn't your faith at all. It had to be God's faith.
Exactly.
That's my kind of faith.
Yeah.
I don't want faith in God. I got that.
Uh-huh.
And lots of people have faith in God. I want the faith of God. And I'll tell you something that you really need. My friend, Dr. Derek Prince, who now is in heaven, wrote a book. I think it's the most important book he ever wrote. It's called They Shall Expel Demons. What you need to know about demons, your invisible enemies, and you've been struggling with problems your whole life, and you don't even realize it's coming from the demonic. This book will show you how to break generational curses, how to have self-deliverance, how to recognize these demons. We're making it available for a donation of $15. The book is called They Shall Expel Demons. For a donation of $15, I urge you to call right now, because this is a subject that's so misunderstood. And my friend, Dr. Derek Prince, is one of the greatest Greek and Hebrew scholars, and he makes it so simple. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.